Hello.
Hi there, is it possible if I'm speaking with Mr. Paul Carroll?
Speaking.
Hiya, darling. So it's Billy calling back from MMA Legal, we spoke earlier.
Yes.
So my job today is just to make sure we've got everything down correctly for you on the system, and I'll go ahead and get your case submitted for you today.
Okay.
Now, before we go any further, I just want to explain to you that it's never going to be the case where we require evidence or have you go and face these people. That will never happen to you. We will also have local authority to go and get all of your paperwork and your files. And as soon as we're wasn't in these places, your basically your statement is what we'll make you an offer from. So we will do our very best to ensure that you get the maximum amount that you are entitled to. Can I just ask you, darling, we've got it as Paul Carroll, Paul R. Carroll. Can I ask you what your middle name is there, please, sir?
It's Ryan, R-Y-A-N.
Perfect. And can I please ask you for your date of birth there, please?
My what?
Your date of birth, please.
It's the 13th of April, 1984.
No problem. And could I please also ask you, is there any other names that you have gone by throughout your time being in the care system?
No.
Perfect. Not an issue. Now, having a look here on your application, I can see that it was yourself that submitted this. We've got an email as carolpaul1984@gmail.com, and this is the best contact number to contact you on if the line ever disconnects for any reason. Is that correct, darling?
Yes, yes.
Brilliant. What's your home postcode for me where you're residing at the moment?
It's Kilo Alpha.
Yeah.
23.
Yep.
9 Echo Echo.
9 Echo Echo, perfect. Is that Main Mill Road in West Kilbride?
Yes.
Sorry for the pronunciation, roughly.
Yes, it's number 13.
Perfect, no problem. And having a look here, was you always growing up in the West Kilbride area, or do you know where you were living before you were placed into the care system, darling?
I was living in Glasgow.
Living in Glasgow, let me just get that down in here for you. And was it just you that was placed into the care centre, or did you have any siblings that were placed into care with you at the same time, darling?
Just me.
Just yourself, no problem there whatsoever. Glasgow. Just. And how old was you when you were first placed into care, if you do remember that?
I think I might have been 15, maybe 16.
Yep. That's not an issue. And do you know why you were placed into care?
I went into a young offenders institution, but I went into an adult jail.
Institution in adult jail. Sorry to hear that. I've had a lot of situations that's like this. Do you know why you were placed into that?
At the time, they used to hold young offenders in that jail. And obviously, I experienced trauma and different sorts of abuse when I was there.
So what I'm going to do, darling, is I'm just going to ask you, whilst this claim's ongoing, what I do need to make you aware of is that you can apply for this yourself without a solicitor, and you can also instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes, and that's where anything up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, and you can also instruct a private agreement. Now, we work under a no-win, no-fee agreement, so if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you would not be charged a single penny. And if the case is successful, the legal team will take an overall amount of 20%, which is 16% plus VAT, and that covers the work they do. Now, that's just to assure you they will get you the maximum amount back they possibly can. So what I can't give you is a direct value at this moment in time, as each case is individually different. But we can tell you it will be... Each claim is averaging at the moment 48,000, just so you've got something to look forward to. But of course, you can be looking at a lot more than that.
How much was that? How much, sorry?
So we can give you an average of 48,000, just because that's what the average claim is at the moment. But of course, you can look up, people are coming back with 150,000, some people are coming back with 200,000. It just depends on, of course, your statement and obviously as much information as we can locate. So we will do our very best to make sure we don't accept anything less than what we think you qualify for. Now, the most important thing I need to ask you, darling, is have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything like that at all?
No.
Perfect. And can I also ask you, whilst this claim is ongoing, I understand that you are a healthy person, but if the worst was to happen to you over the next few months with this claim ongoing, is there anybody that is over the age of 18 within your circle that you would be happy to receive this payment?
My mother.
Mother, what's her name, darling?
It's Angela Carroll.
Angela Carroll, no problem whatsoever. Let me get that on here. And could I please ask you, do you know a mobile number for Angela? If not, you can send it me at a later date, so we'll bob you a message.
I can get it in my phone book and get it in there if you need it.
Perfect, if you can, that'd be fantastic.
Right, two seconds.
Take your time, don't worry.
Right, it's 07751.
Yep.
0555.
0555. 67. Perfect. And can I please ask you, darling, you said you were 15 years of age. Can I ask you what was the name of the jail institution where they did place you?
Berlini. Berlini. Yeah.
Yeah, so I've had a lot of conversations with people who have been in this place myself, and they have been in the same situation as you where they was placed in there as a young person. So what I want to give you the reassurance on is you speaking up is helping your case and other people, so we do appreciate that. And most importantly, the other people that have already gone through with a claim will help strengthen your claim as well. So let me just get that on here for you, Berlini prison. And can I ask you how long have you been in here for, darling?
How long was I in the prison for? I was held in remand. I can't remember the actual dates. And then I think I went in when I was 15, and then I went back in when I was 16. And then it was like a holding jail, and they put you to a different young offenders institution where I went on to a Glen Oakle young offenders institution, then I went on to a Pullman, and I also experienced abuse and trauma in these institutions as well.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go through it step by step with you just so we are on the same page here. So was Berlini prison the first place where you were sent to and held, darling?
What's that, sorry?
I'm just going to go through this step by step to make sure I've got everything so we can file a claim properly for you against all of these places and get you the justice you deserve. Was Berlini prison the first place that you was taken to?
It was Berlini.
Berlini, and you was here from 15 and held here. And would you say you was there for a few weeks or a few months before you was moved on?
A few weeks, and then I went back in again later on once I was 16.
So can I ask you here, on arrival, of course, the first time you was placed in Berlini prison, I can imagine that you was very scared and emotional, and of course, not aware of what's going on. Can I ask you, did anyone comfort you or anything?
No.
And can I ask you to give me an understanding of what you had to deal with the first time round in Berlini, please?
Just there was sexual advances from officers, and obviously, they were saying things to me if I was to do things, then I would get back out the door. And it's had a dramatic effect on my life. I'm a recovering alcoholic, and I've been going through the steps with my sponsor, and obviously I've had to deal with the wreckage of the past, and this stuff has all resurfaced. So I've just been living with that trauma all my life.
Can I ask you, darling, so you was here at Berlini, so I'm just going to get you an understanding of when you was in Berlini. So the first time you was here for a few weeks, obviously the sexual abuse started. Was that from the inmates or was that from the officers, or was it from both of them, darling?
Both.
Thank you so much for giving me this information as well. I understand it is a hard topic of conversation, and this should be the first and last time you do have to do this, and I'll reassure you I'll do my very best to get you the justice. Like I say, no money will take away what you have had to deal with, but I'll reassure you we'll do our very best to make sure you do get some sort of justice from this. And this impacted him outside of... After a few weeks, he was then placed. Where did you go after the first time you were placed into Berlini prison, darling?
I think I eventually got bail, and then I went back in again, and then I went to court and I got a sentence, and I went to another institution.
No problem. Let me just get this on here for you.
I can't remember the exact dates, but I'm sure it was the year 2000, maybe 99, but 2000.
Don't worry. So after Berlini prison, you went home on remand, and when you come back into an institution, the next place you went to, was that Glen Oakle or was that Pullman?
I went to Pullman first, and then I went to Glen Oakle, and then Glen Oakle shut down, and I went back to Pullman.
No problem. So you were about 16 when you went to Pullman first time?
Yeah.
So 16 in Pullman arrival. What was it like in Pullman the first time?
scary, traumatic, fearful.
Was the children quite feral and things here?
What's that, sorry?
Was the children quite feral in here, fighting and things like that?
Yeah.
And does the staff ever hit you in here?
I was sort of physically abused by staff. Obviously, the way we had to urinate and do number twos in my cells, and I was sort of physically put towards one of these urinals at the porta potties. By one of the staff.
Was food always an option in Pullman, and did it stop you seeing your family and things here?
No, I still got some visits and things, but obviously I was keeping all this unto myself. I didn't want him to know or worry him to.
Which is understandable, and I do appreciate that. Again, of course, she was mentally affected here and impacted. Was there any sexual abuse in Pullman?
Not in Pullman, no.
Here, it was mental and physical. How long would you say you was here for?
In Pullman?
Yep.
18 months.
13?
18.
For 18 months, I'm sorry to hear that. And then after you was here, did they use any weapons or belts or anything, or keep you locked away?
The pillowcase, I was choked with a pillowcase. They were hitting my body and that, so I wasn't getting any facial. You couldn't see any facial damage.
I'm here for you. Just 16 years of age, roughly. We'll just get that one here. And can I ask you, after Pullman, is that when you was then placed back into Barlady?
No, I went to Glen Oco after that.
Then you went to Glen Oco. Here. And you said, would you say you was about 17 at Glen Oco?
What's that, sorry?
Would you say you was about 17 when you was at Glen Oco?
17, 18, aye.
17 is okay. And in here, what was it like?
Just the same as the other places. Very traumatic.
Would they keep you secluded in the rooms or anything like that a lot of the time?
Yes. Isolation.
Was food always an option?
Food was an option, but I think they played with my food as well. I think they done stuff to my food. Used to find my cubes in that in my dinner.
What would you find in there, sorry?
Like cubes.
Can I ask you, in Glen Oco, was there any abuse, sexual abuse in here?
No, not in Glen Oco, no.
No problem.
I was coming out of the showers once, though, and one of the officers had made a remark about my manhood. And I just found it very strange.
Yeah. Maybe. Did they sit on you to restrain you or bend your arms back or anything like that?
they were quite heavy when we were getting handcuffed if we were going to court and things over, very over-aggressive with handcuffs and putting you in funny positions.
That I'm hearing, sorry to hear that. Once this is done today as well, I will make sure that I'll also add you onto WhatsApp to say anything you need, or I want to track your claim at any time. You've got me there, and I'll reassure you to do my very best to get you this reassurance. I have okay. always. How long would you like to learn April for?
8 months or something.
And then is that when you was then placed back into Bali?
After that I went on to, I think I got out for a wee while and then I went into Berlin from then on as an adult.
So when you went back to Bali the second time, was you an adult?
I think so, yes.
I'm going to just get off you, darling, the impact that this has had on you over time. Just get that here. Just have a look here. And so after that, my adult after that, I was placed. Mental health. So after all these years speaking to you now, I understand it's a struggle for you. You have a confidence speaker, but I do understand it's a struggle for you to go back to these kind of topics of conversation. Can I ask you if you struggle to build relationships with people?
Yes. Trust is a big thing in my life.
And trust people. And did you say earlier that you have suffered with alcoholism and things like that?
Alcoholism and drug addiction, yeah, and that was just to try and mask the pain of what I was feeling, so I was self-medicating to take away the pain. Obviously, once I started to get sober in recovery, I got a sponsor and we started to look back at my life, and this is where things have resurfaced.
Suffer with this badly. Because you even feel like you say you've done the best thing by getting yourself back there, getting yourself clean and things like that, which is the best thing that you can possibly do. And like I say, you'd be shocked to know that you're not the only person that has been in this situation, and everyone does seem to get themselves back on track, which is very, very great to know. Because like I say, it's not ruined your life, and I understand no justice will ever take away, no money will ever take away what you have dealt with, but this is now for you to enjoy your life and get some sort of recognition for this and how you have been dealing with this. So I'm going to reassure you, what I am going to do is go ahead and I'm going to make sure you to do my very best to start getting this submitted for you right away. Now, what I am going to do for you, darling, in regards to your case here, what I require from yourself is a picture of your ID. Do you have anything with you, like a driver's license or a passport or anything like that at all, darling?
Yes.
Brilliant. So what I'm going to do is, just give me a second, because all I need to do for you, my system's just being a bit slow at the moment, so I'm just trying to get this updated here. Just do this. 2 seconds. And it's HMP Barlini, isn't it, darling?
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to pop you a message over on WhatsApp. Now, whilst I'm just filling out your documents to come through to you for you to sign to get back to us, would you possibly be able to send me a picture of your driver's license over or any sort of ID that you've got? And what I also would require, darling, is we would need a letter. Now, it could be any letter dated to you in the last 3 months. Now, it can be a screenshot of a bill or anything that you have got on your phone as well. That will be fine. If you could just send them over to me on WhatsApp while I'm just getting this filled out for you, that would be fantastic.
I'm not able to get a bill just now, but I can do it maybe tonight.
Yeah, that's not a problem. If you can send your ID over for me just for now, that will be fantastic.
Right, will you WhatsApp me and I'll...
Yeah, I just sent you a message over on WhatsApp now. You should have that.
Is it Billy?
Yeah, Billy. So just come through here. And then that way you can save my number in your phone. So if you have any questions or anything like that, all you need to do is bob me a message over. Now, what I'm going to do is, would I be possible, for me to give a call back in 5-10 minutes? I'm just going to get your document sent over to the solicitor. And as soon as you've got your document ready to be sent over to you, I'll give you a call back and get it signed. Is that okay with you, darling?
That's fine.
Brilliant. So give me 5 minutes and I'll give you a call straight back, sir. Cheers.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.